The belief that they've received the same procedure, treatment, medicine, or pill as the other participants in the study is the only variable that has any ability to make a difference. Welcome to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is Audio Blog 32, how to level up your sales practice with one simple trick. Hey, techie community, welcome back and thank you so much for joining me here for Audio Blog 32, how to level up your sales practice with one simple trick. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to subscribe, like, and share so other entrepreneurs just like you can enjoy the show too. If you've ever taken the time to study the biographies of the most successful business owners, you've probably noticed a common theme in each backstory. Every successful business owner developed the ability to access a success mindset, a reverse engineered mindset, one in which they're not working towards the achievement of, but have already accomplished their goal. They review the process of accomplishment versus attempting to figure out how to get it done. Instead of trying to figure it out, they just decide they already have. This is a business secret, not a special ability. We all have the ability to create a mindset shift. Honestly, we all create mindset shifts on a regular basis. We just do and experience it at an unconscious level. When people begin referencing stuff like The Secret and the Law of Attraction, it actually makes me chuckle. A lot of people think it's a joke, but what if I told you that not only have you known about the Law of Attraction far longer than you remember, but you know this law by an alternate and far more scientific term. Let's take a moment to demystify the concept of the Law of Attraction and remove the negative blocks that you have surrounding this concept so you can understand how to begin implementing it into your life. Often when scientists are preparing for a new drug to hit the market, like the COVID-19 vaccine, they have to test everything, every aspect of it. A lot of these scientific studies include what's called a control group of participants. These participants are blindly given a placebo. A placebo, by definition, is a harmless procedure, medicine, treatment, pill, something that is prescribed more for the psychological benefits to the patient than for any physiological effect whatsoever. The placebo itself is not the part of the study which will make a difference for each participant. The belief that they've received the same procedure, treatment, medicine, or pill as the other participants in the study is the only variable that has any ability to make a difference. The placebo effect should have actually been the title of the book and the movie that truly made the Law of Attraction concept popular. I guess in the land of marketing, of course, it probably wouldn't have made nearly as many sales. We all experience placebo effects in life in different manners on a daily basis. The problem is we're all experiencing and not directing, and this is the true change that's required. To obtain success, you must direct the placebo effects that you experience to create your desired outcome. Think of your career in 5 or 10 years from now. Imagine that you have your successful sales practice with an abundant client base. Where is it that you live now that you've obtained the level of success that you desire? Where do you work? What does your office look like now? Do you have art on the walls? What kind of art is it? What are your floors like? Do you have wall-to-wall carpeting or hardwood? Does it echo when you walk through your office? What do you see when you look out the window of your office? How does it feel to stand in your office and look out that window? Now, what is it that's exciting you about the thought of your future practice? All right, let's shift gears. I want you to think about where you are right now with your sales practice. What did you think the trick was going to be when you clicked on this podcast or the blog post? What was it about your sales practice that made you click on the headline, the video, or the link that got you to this question right now? Now, how will your future practice differ from where you are today? What is it about the thought of your future practice that is so alternate from your practice today that you clicked on a link to help you get to that future thought of your practice? Did you notice how quickly just a series of questions can create that shift in not only your thought process, but your mood? When you were thinking about your future practice, did it make you smile? And when you shifted to thinking about your present day sales practice, what happened? Did you continue to smile? Creating a mindset shift or implementing a placebo is easy. Maintaining the mindset shift is where the challenges really arise. When I first began building my practice, I created a morning routine and a vision board. I made the time for my routine every morning. I would take a walk, I'd get something to eat, take a moment to focus, review my board, get grounded before I actually began the day. I'd leave the house feeling happy, excited, ready to start my day, ready to work with clients. I would then proceed through my schedule for the day. And unfortunately, the end of my first commute would also signal the end of the success mindset shift created by my morning routine. As I'd hop in the car each morning, merge on into traffic, and start my way to my first appointment, for almost a month, I remember the same gray car would come whipping by my passenger door by mere inches as he'd dart through traffic. Have you ever been cut off? Yeah, it wouldn't just startle me. It would piss me off. I'd be fuming behind the wheel, like just downright angry that drivers could be so irresponsible with not only their life, but the lives of everybody around them. By no later than 9 a.m., the mindset shift that I had created with my morning routine had long since faded, and I was left frustrated. I had to find a way to maintain my mindset shift throughout my entire day, not just my mornings, despite the multitude of life's little moments that I might actually encounter. I understood the concept of creating a mindset shift, and when I recognized the need to breathe, it was easy to implement any changes that I wanted. It's not like I couldn't. Like I said, I just had a difficult time actually maintaining the mindset adjustment with the reality of my daily life. There was a lot going on. I knew I needed a simple program to help me not only seamlessly integrate, but also maintain my chosen mindset. I developed the PRISM method as my personal placebo for life. PRISM stands for Perceived Reality Inspires Successful Mind. PRISM is a simplified mindset maintenance solution. I wanted to find a way to integrate all of my senses into a method that would allow for an immediate, holistic transformation. We all know that immersive experiences are the most effective method of developing rapid and sustainable progress towards any goal. This method provided me with a simplified way to create and maintain my personalized placebo no matter the scenario. Are you ready to seamlessly integrate the law of attraction into your life? The PRISM method consists of 5 areas of practice: visual, audio, physical, verbal, and written. To develop your personal PRISM or placebo for life, determine how your version of success is best represented by each of the 5 practice areas. Create a plan to integrate your version of success with 5 action items daily. Each of the 5 action items should correlate with a different physical aspect of your placebo. create and implement your personal placebo to create sustainable change in your sales practice and your life. Set timers on your mobile device to remind you to implement your prism throughout the day. Through daily repetition and weekly refreshing of your prism method, you'll begin to witness your plans and dreams come true. I wish you the very best of luck with developing your personal prism or implementing your personal placebo. If you have questions or need assistance developing or implementing your prism method, don't hesitate to reach out to us at info@technology-equality.com. That's it for this week. Thank you again for joining me here for Audio Blog 32. Remember to subscribe, like, and share if you're enjoying the show. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions, enjoy the week.